It's Alex and LJ here on Power FM. Two big productions come to Ballarat this weekend, thanks to BCMA, Dot and the Kangaroo, and Legally Blonde. We've got director Paula here from the BCMA, and Frankie, who plays Dot in Dot and the Kangaroo. Welcome, guys.
Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, LJ.
Hey, so what inspired you to choose these very two different productions?
They really are so different. And we looked at Dot for a few years and thought, oh, I don't know whether it's quite right for us. But then we've heard other schools doing it around Victoria. There's not been many. We're one of the first to do it. And the music is incredibly inspiring. It's got some really upbeat. It's got some real bush dance type music, but it's got some jazz and it's got some slow melodies. Dot gets to sing a nice lullaby with Mrs. Aww. Kangaroo.
Aww.
And it's got beautiful three-part harmonies. So that's a great musical for the children. It's only an hour long, so it's great for them to perform in, and it's great for audiences that would be interested in it, the young kids. I mean, Legally Blonde, controversial in so many ways. But we've held off doing that for a few years, but our senior students were really keen to do it. That thematically, it's great for them. We haven't changed anything. It's the full version, so they're going the whole hog.
Oh, wow.
So they're on stage for 2.5 hours, but our seniors are 13 to 17 years old, and they've been performing for a long time. So they were ready to take on this challenge.
Yeah.
And all the pink that goes along with Legally Blonde.
Well, it's a great production. I've seen it before, and I really want to see it again. And Alex has never
seen the musical.
Yeah,
just the film, so I'm very, very excited to catch the musical.
Let me fix that for you.
Thank you very much.
Now, Frankie, I was wondering, what do you love about playing Dot?
I love the singing and dancing, and I also like the type of music that's in it.
Yeah. And what is Dot and the Kangaroo about? What's the story?
The story is about a little girl who loses her way home, and a bunch of bush animals help her find her way back home.
Oh, that's a beautiful storyline. And when did you start acting and singing?
When I was about 6 in vocal gym, and then I had to think about if I wanted to move up, and I was like, yep, I want to move up. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, I love that.
Wow, that's so inspiring.
And Paula, what's one of the biggest challenges you've faced with the production? You know, it's tough putting on two on the same weekend, I imagine.
Well, yeah, we do that to ourselves a little bit. It works really well for us to have smaller shows in a smaller theatre. We do it at Mount Clear College Theatre, which only seats 300 people. So the children get more chance to perform and get to perform to nice big houses. It's a challenge. Auditioning is a wonderful challenge because we have 240 students doing musical theatre, and they all audition as part of our training. So it's not just the people who want to, except for the very young ones. 6-year-olds don't need to. But they all have to learn songs and do a little monologue and come in and audition for us. So it's a couple of weekends that we are back-to-back auditions, and it takes a lot out of us as teachers, but we're always amazed at some of the things we see. There's some incredibly talented kids.
Well, like Frankie here.
Like Frankie, who, you know, Frankie and the likes are ready to perform in Melbourne anytime soon. You know, they're going to start auditioning for professional shows, so this is a great little chance for them to try themselves out in the local theatre.
Absolutely. I can see you in something like Annie or Les Miserables. Definitely. Well, Paula, how can we get more information about all the productions?
Right. Well, we sell our tickets through Humanitix because they support charities, and the shows are on this weekend. So Dot is on at 1 and 3pm on Saturday and at 12:30 on Sunday. And Legally Blonde is 6pm on Saturday and 2:30 on Sunday.
Well, Frankie, one last question for you. Are you excited?
Yes. Thanks for having us, Alex and LJ.
You are so welcome. Oh, you're so polite.